What's up, everybody? Welcome to your Wednesday show. Mm-hmm. Are you there? There you are.
Good morning. Happy Wednesday.
it's not going to shock you. We're also running into technical errors again today. Mm. Y'all, it's the first day of July. It just hit me. I'm like, this is the first day of the month. Yo, this is wild. Like, when did this happen? We're halfway through the year, too. Like,
whoa.
Yeah. Halfway through 2026. That's actually kind of crazy when you say it that way.
Yeah. So, like, I don't know what happened, but boom, done, over. How do you still sound sick, by the way?
Well, because it hasn't left me.
Yeah.
So it's still lingering.
You still sound sick.
I know. And I still kind of feel it. Not going to lie. It's not like it's nowhere near how it was, because how it was, I was like, could not move.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's definitely like still making its way through my life.
That's wild. Yeah, mm-hmm. I think it took you out.
Yeah, man.
All right. Would you rather Wednesday, y'all? It is 4th of July week. So here's two unfortunate scenarios in honor of the 4th. And which one would you rather, right? Would you rather you be stuck behind a 4th of July parade with your baby crying for 3 hours? All right. It's like you get, oh my God, I didn't realize this was the route. Now this parade's going. I can't go any other way. So I'm stuck behind this parade for 4th of July with my crying baby for 3 hours. Okay. Or would you rather your neighbors be shooting off fireworks for the 4th of July 3 nights in a row?
Yeah.
Jess is that neighbor.
I love that. Heck yeah.
Jess is that neighbor. Damn it.
Let's do it. Round one, round two, round three. Act one, act two, act three, all different themes. Oh, yes.
And you have to work the next day.
Yeah.
What is wrong with you today?
I'm tired, bro.
Neutral. What?
I'm going act one, act two, act three, fireworks 3 days in a row. Because
you got to work the next
day. No, but think about this. Yeah, that's fine. But think about this. You don't have to drive anywhere for fireworks. Okay. You get to beat the traffic.
Yeah.
You can literally like take out a lawn chair and sit out front. Yeah. I have access to my bathroom the whole time.
But they're going
to
keep you up all night. They're going to keep you up all night, is what I'm saying.
But also, in my mind, these are nice, expensive fireworks.
So you're like, at least
the show, the production value is really nice. So I would go fireworks for sure.
All right, Charlotte.
You know how the other day I was talking about the people that keep blasting music outside my car?
Yeah.
For that reason, I feel like I'm already acclimated to like nonsense at night.
Okay.
Whereas I think I would crash out with a crying baby because I wouldn't know what to
do.
True.
It's true.
In the car,
at least
tough.
The fireworks can like handle themselves.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
so I have to go act one, act two, act three again.
Nothing drives me. I used to live right downtown in Baltimore where they did the fireworks. And it was so bad because not only was it, you have to deal with just the fireworks, especially on New Year's Eve. So I always go to bed before New Year's Eve, mm-hmm. but everyone would be shooting off fireworks all night on Fed Hill. So it was so bad. I mean, I just knew like I was not sleeping that whole night. Listen, I don't handle kids that well. Like crying babies is bad, but I think I'd rather do like one. I know it's like 3 hours. I can handle this behind a parade.
One and done.
One and done. Because like 3 nights of like crappy sleep would take me out.
It's a lot.
So I'm going stuck behind a parade for the 4th of July with a crying baby 3 hours. But which one are you going for? Especially parents, y'all might have a different take on that.
Now. These are the top three trending stories in the city.
The Baltimore top three with Jess. Number three.
Maryland is bracing for what officials are calling a historic heat wave, with dangerously hot and humid conditions expected to blanket the state through the July 4th holiday weekend. Governor Wes Moore declared a state of preparedness ahead of the heat wave, which is expected to bring extreme heat risk statewide starting today, lasting through Sunday. Officials are also asking Marylanders to do their part to stay cool, use sunscreen, stay hydrated, and also to remember to check on their neighbors, particularly anybody vulnerable like the elderly, children, or pets, to make sure that everyone is staying cool as well.
Yeah, it's crazy. I think the heat index on Friday or Saturday is going to be like 113 or something. It's going to feel like 113.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, again, take care of yourself. Especially your pets. I've always say this, too. This is something that I learned. Like, if it's too hot to put your hand on the cement for like, I think, 5 seconds, then don't take your pets for a walk. It's going to be too hot, all right?
Number two.
Just when we thought it was over, it is not. Blake Lively is seeking just over $8 million from Justin Baldoni and Wayfair Studios to cover legal fees after his $400 million countersuit was dismissed.
No.
Her filing requests $7.5 million in attorney's fees and about $540,000 in additional costs. So Lively's lawyers accused Baldoni's team of using litigation tactics to drain her resources throughout the entire case. They also said the ruling puts anyone using lawsuits as intimidation on notice that there are consequences. Baldoni's team has until July 13th to respond.
I wish we could care about this. Again, these allegations are so heavy, and like, we get so bogged down with the he said, she said of this that like, we all just gave up on this, right?
Well, also because we thought it was all over and she like legit went to the Met Gala and like a, what, fine. Like 30 minutes after everything was announced. So I think to see this as a headline, you're like, come on,
seriously,
man.
Number one.
Mattel has revealed its first signature Miley Cyrus collectible Barbie doll, inspired by the singer's look from her Golden Burning Sun music video. So this collab comes during a milestone year for Miley that includes the 20th anniversary of Hannah Montana and also her recent Hollywood Walk of Fame honor. Her exclusive Barbie is now available for purchase at Amazon, Walmart, and Target.
That's cool. Good for her, man.
It's really cool
to watch the progression of Miley, which like I think it's honestly... It's a progression of all of our lives, if you think about it, you know.
It definitely was.
We all went through a little messy phase of our lives. We all kind of came back around. So I'm proud of Miley. It's cool.
I think it's special, too, because obviously she has seen versions of herself as a doll, as Hannah Montana.
Well, yeah.
But to see her as herself, I think, is really special.
Yeah.
This is Jess, and that's your top three on Mix 106.5. Good morning.
You're telling me you're like one of the richest women in the world, and you can't bring multiple people to your wedding. I just don't understand this. People don't get a plus one to Taylor's wedding. I don't get it.
First of all, let's make sure you're stating the facts.
I mean, I don't get it. That's the headline, at
it's
least.
It's not guests plural. This is one person that is complaining, and she complained to the Daily Mail. So are you even a real friend?
Tell us the headline. What is this?
So basically, some person that claims to be Taylor's friend, which I highly doubt because I don't think a real friend would even do this to try to get clicks and go to, TMZ or the Daily Mail, is claiming that she did not get a plus one to the wedding.
Right.
And she's actually considering not going to the wedding because she felt so awkward about the situation, having to show up alone. She even compared herself to Selena Gomez, saying, well, Selena Gomez gets a plus one and she's bringing Benny. First of all, Selena Gomez and Taylor Swift have been friends for almost two decades at this point, and Taylor knows Benny. She has a relationship with the two of them. So here is my feelings about the situation. This is a very high profile wedding, high security wedding.
Yeah.
They are going above and beyond to try to keep everything on lock. We're talking NDAs. We're talking invitations with watermarks. We're talking certain people getting certain information. So if there is a leak, they know where it's coming from. Everything is under wraps. So obviously when it comes to the guests and also people bringing plus ones, I'm sorry. This is not your regular, degular wedding where you can bring your homie just for a good time because they're trying to keep everything on lock.
If you're going to have a wedding, do you feel like you've got to do a plus one for everybody that's coming? Especially if you're Taylor Swift.
No, especially
Madison Square Garden.
If you're Taylor Swift.
But guys, there's so much we don't know. Like, what if this person has a really annoying partner?
Okay, that's true.
Or like there's so much context missing. Or they could be the friend who like has a new person every weekend. And you're like, well, I don't. Like, there's so much tea we don't know.
Well,
you know?
Yes. Jess is the most recently married person on the show. Jess has been married for a little over two years now.
And I legitimately lost a friendship because I didn't give him a plus one.
Well, tell us, so what happened?
So basically, he was in our wedding, and at the time, he wasn't with anybody.
Okay.
Obviously, you know, it took about like a year and a half to plan this wedding. Now, again, I don't think there's anything wrong with this. Just some background about my friend. He was known to, you know, fall in and out of love pretty quickly and be with some people, and then sometimes it wouldn't work out. So when he started dating this girl, it kind of seemed like the same pattern, but at this point it was closer to the wedding. And at that point in time, if there were going to be extra plus ones, that was going to go to family, my family or Garage Boy's family.
Yeah.
Garage Boy's mom has 13 brothers and sisters. Yeah. I'm sorry. When it comes to there being an extra plus one, it's going to go to family. Yeah. And I think what was so heartbreaking about that situation is our friend did not prioritize that. He was so offended that we were not going to give him an extra plus one for his new girlfriend that he legitimately just did everything he was supposed to do when it came down to wedding day obligations, and he left early.
Yeah, I don't think, honestly, I don't think I would invite somebody to a wedding again unless I was going to give him a plus one. I just think it's a little selfish. I just think it's a little selfish to expect someone to come to your wedding and then just not. What are they supposed
to do? On that
day
about them, and you're upset that it's not about you?
It just feels weird. Because as a single person on the show, like it just feels weird to invite somebody to anything and not expect them to bring somebody with them. And especially if you're Taylor Swift. There is no dollar amount.
I would be a little bit salty if my billionaire friend.
Right, your billionaire friend can't buy another plate.
You guys are missing the point, though. It's not a matter of the money is not the situation. It's safety. It's safety and trust.
Of what?
Of not having some random person that she doesn't know going in there, taking photos and selling them, because she's not going to have somebody in that intimate of a situation and a lifetime milestone moment that she does not completely, fully trust 100%. I mean, you want to know why?
Yeah.
Because when someone that you don't know is put in that situation and literally at the palm of their hand has the opportunity to make thousands and thousands of dollars in real time to expose your wedding, you can't trust on how they're going to react to that.
I don't know. I'd be a little frustrated with that. Kramer and Jess. $1,000 Mix 106.5. Right now, though, caller number 10 is going for that $1,000 over at Rofo. Hi, who's this? Hi.
Sam,
what's up?
Hey, Sam.
Hello.
Hello. Hi. Hello. Sam, you just feel like you're nice and official today. What's up? Hello. Sam's like, I'm here. what's up, Sam? You played before, Sam?
Not on the air, no.
Not on the air, off the air. She plays She plays the home version all the time. Well, what's up, Sam?
Thanks for being here.
First timer, let's go. Let's go. Man. We love a first timer, Sam. Well, you've heard the game, right?
Yes.
Then welcome to it. This is exciting. This is your moment, Sam. Well, let's explain the rules to Sam, and then we are going to give Sam the opportunity to try this. How do we do it, Jessica?
If you can answer 7 trivia questions in 60 seconds, you win a $1,000 Royal Farms gift card. But if you get one wrong, mispronounce one, or take longer than 60 seconds, you are out. Now remember, you can pass on the ones you don't know. You just got to say pass, and then we can go back to them only if there's time at the end. Sam, you ready to play?
Yes.
Your chance at $1,000 to Royal Farms starts now.
Question number one, how many minutes are in an hour and a half?
90.
Correct. Question number two, in what year was the Declaration of Independence adopted?
1776.
Correct. Question number three, what do we call the part of a sentence that names who or what the sentence is about?
Object.
It's not the object. It's the subject.
Oh, dang it. Kidding. Man. Oh, no.
It's a subject.
I know it's a subject. It's all right, Sam. It's all right. Hey, first timer, let's go. First timer. Welcome to the game, man.
Yeah, good job, Sam. First time you got through. No, that was good.
You did good. And you're flying through that, too. 1776, way to go.
Yeah.
Let's keep playing for fun and see how we would have done, okay?
Number four on the show, friends. What is the name of Ross's pet monkey?
Oh, I don't know this one.
That's Marcel.
Yeah, his name is Marcel.
Marcel, number five here. How many stars are on the current U.S. flag?
50.
Yeah, good job. Number six, what part is this? What part of speech is the word jump?
Jump is a verb.
There you go. You know that.
And last question here, which pop star released the album Guts?
Do we know that? Do we know it?
Olivia Rodrigo?
Yeah, Olivia Rodrigo.
What in the world?
Okay.
Damn it. Not the object, the subject.
I don't know the monkeys, so at least we're close.
That's true. Yeah. You know what? At least you weren't a Friends fan. You really would have been kicking yourself. But hey, first time, not bad at all. Really, honestly, it wasn't bad. How did it feel to play on this side, by the way, now you're actually on the game?
This is fun. This is hard to do while driving. Next time I will not do this while driving.
Well, you know what? Multitasking. That's kind of tough.
You had to get one under your belt. That's what mattered. So, all right.
Yes.
Hey, Sam,
very fun.
All good. We're glad that you called in. So, we're going to be off no round tomorrow or Friday. We're back Monday. We'll be back for the foreseeable future. Have a good 4th of July, and thanks for playing.
Thanks. Thank you both. You too.
Have a good day, Sam. The $1,000 Minute is sponsored by Royal Farms. With the ROFO Rewards app, you'll get exclusive deals every day. To join, text ROFO, R-O-F-O to 43751. Royal Farms, real fresh, real fast.
You ask the question.
Hey.
We can't hide.
Make it hot.
It's the hot seat with Kramer and Jess.
It's our least favorite time of the week, everybody. If you've never done Hot Seat with us before, Jess, do you want to explain the concept?
Yeah, so basically you get to ask any member of the show any question that you want, whether if it's like a follow-up, you know, situation about a story that you've heard us talk about, or honestly, maybe just your pure curiosity. If you want some tea, you want to be messy, this is your chance to do so.
Be as messy as you please. The messy seat, we're going to call this. You can call the voicemail 855 Kramer Jess and and let us know what your question is. All right, let's spin the wheel of names and figure out who is going to be in the hot seat today. And the person is
Jess.
Oh, Jessica Dutra. Perfect.
My name is Gary from Baltimore.
Hi,
and
Gary.
My hot seat question for Jess is, what's the maddest you've ever been at Kramer?
Oh.
Geez, how much time do we have?
There's only time for one, Jessica Dutra. What's the maddest? And God, we've known each other for how long now, Jess?
I don't know.
11 or 12? Are we at 12 years now or 11?
I'm not sure.
I think we're
My trauma kind of blocks it out. Okay, let me see.
What's the maddest you've ever...
Dang, I wish I could prepare for this because, like, in the spot, it's, like, hard for... I mean, that's a long time to think through. Yeah. It's, like, been so much that it's kind of like, what is the most fun for air? I don't want to get it too sad.
Yeah.
I don't want to, you know, I'm trying to, like, be... can I say?
What's the maddest you've ever been...
Dang.
Or you can pass because obviously, you know.
What can I say?
And by the way, in case you don't know, we do get 3 passes a year. And by the way, no one's passed so far. The new rules also update to say if you don't want to video it or put it on the podcast, you have to pass. So.
I mean, I actually, this is coming to mind, but I don't know if I can say it on the air.
Keep in mind, one answer can also tear the show apart. So, like, that also is something.
Wait, why?
Well, I'm just saying.
It's not about you.
It's not.
I get to say how you hurt me. Why are you turning it how you can get hurt always?
I also get to feel how I get to feel about it. I mean, everyone gets to feel how they feel about somebody's answers, right?
Whoa.
That's how the game works.
Literally now. Anytime, I'm actually pissed right now. Like, why? How
answer?
Are you making it about you?
I'm just saying, everyone,
right now.
Everyone can feel how they feel about someone's answer. You can tell me how I feel about your answer.
I can, you know what? I can, this part, yeah, no. This one really did, like, I was so angry and you hurt my feelings for this one.
Okay, here we go.
So this was at our old radio station. At the time, I was not necessarily someone that was on air. I worked a lot behind the scenes and I was on air sometime, but my main job was being on the street team. So at this time, Kramer was someone that I had to listen to. And he was, basically, I considered him a boss at that point. Mm-hmm. And then of course, too, it's like at that point in my career, I really wanted to be on air. And so a lot of the times I felt like I could not really tell you no, or
sure.
like tell you how I really felt, or like stand up for myself, you mm-hmm. know? And in this situation, we had an event and I remember working it, you know, exactly what I'm going to say.
You're still talking about this.
There was,
she was
wait,
so mad at me for
bro,
this. I know.
It's a question.
No, I know exactly where you're going with this.
So I was
she
working
was
an
so
event.
Mad.
I was part of the street team. I was working an event and this woman came up to the table and Kramer is, of course, flirting with her at this time. And she walks away and he was like, go talk to her for me or go like pass her this note, whatever. And I was like, and I like for 15 minutes, bro, I was like, please don't make me do that. That makes me feel really uncomfortable. Like, I don't want to. And you're like, no, go. You make me go. I go to her. This chick gives me something like, I don't know. Was it like some sort of like toy her kid had? Like, and that was another element that made
Wait,
it super uncomfortable
what?
Too. Cause like she had her kid with her. So she gave, it was like basically like in middle school when you're like passing notes, except I was like literally the vessel and being forced to pass notes between this man and also this strange woman that I didn't know. And it was the whole thing of like, also too, this is like you're recently divorced. You're like, please help me. Like, I'm so nervous. Like, it's hard for me to talk to women. Like, just do this for me. All this kind of crap, right? And so I'm being guilt tripped. I'm uncomfortable. There's like a power dynamic difference here. So I'm going back and forth between Kramer and this said stranger to mine. later to find out he was actually dating this girl.
What?
So this was
already?
So the two of them were basically acting like they didn't know each other. So they were like on the side, obviously like, ha ha, he he. We're making her go back and forth, and she thinks that we don't know each other, blah blah blah. When in actuality, they had been like hooking up the whole time.
That's whack.
And that pissed me off because I was
so
like, I was hurt because I just felt like embarrassed. I felt used. Like you guys were like laughing, and there's so many like layers to that. And it really hurt my feelings, and it pissed me off.
It did. She was really upset about this. Well, we were just trying to mess with her because obviously, like, we were like kind of dating, and like we were like, "Oh, she'll have fun with this." She did not have fun with that.
No,
you are still mad about that. That was y'all. That was literally 11 years ago. Mm-hmm. That was 11 years ago, and Jess is still mad about that to this day.
Of course.
Yeah. So
thank you, Gary.
Yeah, Gary. Thanks for bringing that one back up because I will never, honestly, I'll never live that one down. A simple little prank, and don't ever prank Jess Dutra, by the way, because
that was not a simple prank.
It was a simple prank.
It was
pretty simple prank. I mean, you think this is a bad sign? I can't not look at this and think like, ooh. And I don't know if I'm my head over this. I don't know if we should all be in our heads over this. We have this event coming up next Saturday called All Paws Home. It's this massive pet adoption event that we did last year. They really turned out big. Do you want to explain what the project's even about before we get into this, what I consider possible bad omen?
Yeah. So wait, what? Really?
Yeah. No, seriously.
Oh. We partnered with Barks for All Paws Home. It was the first time we ever did this event, and we had a goal of a very ambitious mission to get 106 pets adopted, fostered, or rescued. And not only were we able to reach that goal, you guys surpassed it, and we were able to save 125 animals that day. And that was like the biggest adoption day Barks had ever seen up to
by
date.
Like double or triple. Mm-hmm. It was huge, right?
So we want to try and do that again next Saturday.
So especially this year, it's even more important because last year it was like a busy summer for them. This year, they just got hit with a big parvo case over there. So they were closed for a couple of weeks.
Can you explain what that is for people who don't know what parvo is?
So, I mean, in layman's terms, basically it's this really scary dog condition that like is very contagious, and so when dog gets sick, it can spread really fast. So the best thing that can happen when dog gets sick over there is they have to shut the whole shelter down so that like no other dogs can get sick. They've all been tested, everyone's fine now, but they have to shut the shelter down for a couple of weeks because of it, right?
So on top of them already being at capacity for summer, because that's something that happens every year,
right.
I think adding on to the fact that they legitimately had to shut down for such a long period of time,
right,
is kind of adding severity to the situation.
So it's just not great over there, right? So when we did All Paws Home last year, which was just kind of on a whim, you guys got really excited about it and we could feel it. And one thing that I noticed last year is when we started posting about it on social media, like the post that we did started getting all these comments. And what I noticed more was like the shares. That post had like over 100 some odd shares on it. So I could like really feel your excitement. You guys were like sharing it to your stories and really getting the word out about it. This morning, it's got 22 shares on it. And it kind of makes me paranoid. And I said this last week where, like last year, there was no expectations for this. Like Barks didn't need us as much last year. Like we didn't get 106 adoptions. It wasn't as big of a deal. This year, I'm like getting a little more paranoid because I'm like, yo, I don't know. Like, I'm afraid what happened was everyone that wanted a pet came out last year and got their pet. And now, like, is nobody going to come out this year when Barks really needs us more? And what are we going to do? Mm-hmm. You know, like, I guess I'm if you feel my anxiety about it, it's because there's a lot more anxiety going into this year. I mean, can we base the, I mean, we're what, 9 days away now from this?
I don't think so, because I'm not going to lie, low key, I feel like when we posted it the last time, it was legit like a couple days before we were going to do it. Do you kind of remember that?
I
don't
think so. I think it was we're about the same time frame.
Are you sure?
I think it was.
Okay.
I think it was. So I don't know. I mean, I'm in my head. You still feel confident about it. I just feel like the excitement from you guys was like higher and like more ambitious last year.
I don't think so. I just don't
know if it should have been a one-time thing and we just did it last year and I was like, yay, cool. And then we just stopped versus trying to like come back and do it again this year. And then we get like, oh yeah, we did 20. Don't get me wrong, it'd be cool. But I think Barks is going to feel disappointed. I think we're going to feel disappointed. I think everyone's just going to be like, oh, well, what was that then, you know?
I don't think so. I don't think we can place all of our hope in a matter of a little arrow in the number 22 next to it. You know what I mean? I think we have to give our listeners a little more credit.
Well, let's give you the info again, like, because I know everyone can't bring a pet in to either adopt or foster. Fostering is really important in this project, too. And that's really where the 106 goal comes from. If you can help, it's going to be at Barks in South Baltimore next Saturday. So that's July the 11th. All the fees are waived. So there's not going to be an adoption fee. So you can fostering is free. So if you can come down there. Go to our, and if you can't, can you just go to our Instagram at Kramer and Jess if you're a pet lover and just share the post? Like, that would be really helpful. Just get the word out about it. Because, I mean, 106 pets in a day, shelters don't do that.
But I think the reason why sharing the information is so impactful, even if you're not in the position to adopt, foster, or rescue, which is totally understandable, You never know if any of your friends are like in that phase of life or in that place where They're actually talking about adopting a pet. So I think it would be just so amazing if you could share that. And I think what's really fun is next Saturday on July 11th at Barks, all of us are going to be there. Yeah. I'm going to be there. Kramer's going to be there. Charlotte's going to be there. And we get to be a part of that step-by-step experience of you finding your fur baby, which is really, really fun and special.
It's another feel-good Baltimore project that, like, I hope we can do every single year, but, like, if it goes bad this year, Barks is going to be like, well, you know, it's a one-time thing. So, mix106.5baltimore.com's got all the info. And, of course, at Kramer and Jess, it's Kramer with a K. You can go share that post. We'd just really appreciate it. These are the top five most judged names ever. Like, you meet somebody, they have this name, you're like instantly like, ooh, like, this probably is going to be a problem.
Aww.
You want to take a stab at one of them?
Karen.
Yeah, of course. Karen's number one. Which, yeah, I feel, of course, you know, number one. I feel so bad for Karens, man. Like, that must suck. Walking into a restaurant. Now, imagine if you actually have a problem with, and, like, you need to actually speak to the manager.
And your name is Karen.
I feel like you're
immediately, someone's going to roll their eyes at you. It sucks. True. But what if it's a legitimate problem? What if you deserve to ask?
And I feel like you can't, right?
No, you can't.
Like, Karen's, if you're listening, your name is Karen, do you feel like you have to, like,
stay
not?
Stay mute?
Yeah, right? Because I feel like if your name is that, I would feel like, man, I should probably just, like, keep my mouth shut because people are automatically going to assume that I'm going to, like, ask for problems. You know what I mean? Like,
and unfortunately, I feel like Karen, I mean, again, I don't know what else is on this list. I'm just saying that is the only name for me, at least, that I have experienced be taken by pop culture and become a phenomenon.
I know one.
What? Go ahead.
Okay, so it's more of like a category of names, but have you all heard about the phenomena of men with J names?
No.
Ooh.
You guys?
No.
Really?
I don't know J names.
So it's like, every girl, it's like a running joke that every girl has had her heart broken by a man with a J name.
I have.
Yeah, I don't know that.
First heartbreak, Jake.
Take a stab, though, and another an actual name, like an upfront name that people may judge you over having this name.
Oh, man.
You want to take it?
Unfortunately, Chad.
Chad is number two
like
on this list.
Brad or Chad.
Yeah. Chad is number two on this list.
Yeah.
Why is that? Why is Chad? Why did that become like a thing?
Because, again, it comes down to like social media, like the Brads and Chads in the world.
Being judged for being a Chad's number two. Donald is number three, and we'll leave that one for what it is. How about that?
Donald Duck.
Yeah. Donald Duck.
I know.
You know what number four is, surprisingly, is John.
Why
is John number three? And I don't know why John.
Wait, I have no idea.
Is it because it's so classic? John,
it may be so because is it just boring or something?
Okay, that's actually kind of messed up because maybe because it's such a classic name that people are assuming that maybe they don't have like a personality. Which I almost,
them?
That kind of feels a little hurtful.
I'm kind of surprised.
John?
I don't
why
know.
Not, like,
John
Bartholomew.
I know.
I've met a lot of nice Johns.
To me, John is like, if I meet a John, I'm like, okay, this guy's going to be as neutral as humanly possible.
No, literally.
You know, like, I've never met a John that I love, and I've never met a John that I like dislike. They're just John. John
I guess
is John. You
it's kind of like the Smith of first names.
It is
maybe
like a Smith.
I don't
like,
maybe
it's just a John is a John. To
I mean,
me, right?
Is there any other name other that wasn't listed here that you automatically judge though?
Do this really quick, Charlotte. Will you go to like Urban Dictionary really quick and just type in like John? Make sure that's not like a name for like something that's like inappropriate because I want to make sure that could be because sometimes there's like
no.
There's,
I googled
like,
it
names.
And like all I was finding is like. That it was like so overly used
okay.
and common.
Right,
I guess
it may just be too
like,
common.
There's, I mean, it does have like another word for toilet.
Okay, could that be it? Like
no
toilet?
Way. No
like,
way.
Yeah, I don't. That's weird.
That's not my immediate.
I would never think that in a million years. The number five name that people are going to judge you for the most is Damien, which
Wait,
is like
why?
Of the devil. Damien's like devil.
Oh,
like,
I don't know.
It's
Wait,
like,
that
yeah.
kind of
like Vampire Diaries.
But it's like I don't know that I'm going to like judge. Somebody for that one. I feel bad. Karen's, I feel bad for y'all still. I mean, that's been like a 10
year
thing.
It's never going away. It is unfortunate. It's messed up.
Get away
We're thinking about you today.
We are sending our loves out to all the Karens today for sure. Are parents getting too soft, man? Like, When I say the words like wussification of America, like this honestly is what I'm talking about, y'all. I just, back in the day, we used to shoot off fireworks all the time. Our parents didn't give a damn. So like, why do I feel like now it's becoming an issue? Obviously, y'all, 4th of July is coming up. And I don't know, like maybe our parents were just didn't care about us as much. Maybe we just didn't think about these kind of things. The reason I bring this up is I'm going to Atlanta. I'm finally going to, my sister has triplets, by the way, in case you don't know. Mm-hmm. They're 2.5, right? Mm-hmm. And I was asking my mom, I was like, and the whole family's getting together. We haven't been together since Christmas. And I was asking, I was like, well, what are we going to do for the 4th of July? And she was like, well, we don't really have any plans. I said, like, what do you mean we have any plans? We don't, what do you want to do? And I was like, well, it's the 4th of July. We should do something. And they live out in rural Georgia. There's plenty of space to do a lot of different things. I said, well, and they live on a lake too. And I'm like, well, we should shoot off fireworks. And they're not legal in Georgia, but I can drive over to Alabama and get some. Mm-hmm. And she was like, shoot off fireworks? Why would we shoot off fireworks? I was like, well, it's the 4th of July. She goes, fireworks are so unsafe. That's too unsafe for kids. And I thought back, I was like, wait, when we were kids, we shot off fireworks all the time. What are you talking about? Like, that was just part of our 4th of July celebration.
Yeah, at least y'all have a lake. We just did in the middle of the cul-de-sac.
Right, literally. I mean, yeah, that's it, right? Like, so I started thinking through that. I'm like, yo, it seems like back in the day, most of us, so you, Jess, you shot off fireworks, like yeah. your parents did, right?
Yeah.
Charlotte, did you guys shoot off fireworks? Like, and I'm not talking about going to a fireworks show.
No, like at home.
Like at home. I'm talking about like straight up. And was it legal in California?
I don't know.
I mean, doesn't mean matter. Did anybody check the laws even? I mean,
I don't know.
I knew for a fact they were not legal in Georgia where I grew up, right? We'd have to drive over the Alabama line to go get them. And they're not legal in Maryland either. That's a thing. But I know y'all still shoot them off. You know why? Because they keep me up every single year. So I know for a fact y'all be shooting them off, right?
Yeah.
So I here's what I don't understand is that nowadays, I have a lot of mom friends too that feel the same way. They're like, oh no.
Oh, that won't do the fireworks?
We won't do fireworks either. So my question is, why are parents just getting like softer nowadays? Is it now that like, because most of y'all do be saying like, this is a little unsafe for my kids. It's too unsafe. Now, I don't expect the triplets at 2.5 to be shooting off fireworks.
Well, I was about to say.
That sounds crazy. Don't get me wrong. Like, that's crazy behavior. But my mom even says, no, it's too unsafe to be shooting them off around.
Okay, so she doesn't even want the babies around them. Because obviously, was like, she's not trying to have them, like, have the lighter in their little hand and, like, set it off.
No.
That's not what we're saying. She just doesn't even want it in the vicinity.
They're not going to go and light, okay. and light the fireworks.
Or even sparklers. She doesn't even. So we're not even discussing that. She just doesn't even think that they need to be in their, you know, space.
Right. So is it, I mean, honestly, now that we're adults, I mean, I know, adult age, to maybe, we all are the age that could have two-year-olds. Would you guys feel unsafe letting your kids shoot off fireworks? I think it's fine. I think it's fine. Now, again, is this legal? No. And we have to say that as public broadcasters, we have to say that. This is not legal. You should not do this.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah.
But
hypothetically speaking,
right.
If I was back home with my family
and
it was 4th of July weekend,
yeah.
and if I had a kid, or, I don't know, there's a bunch of other cousins there that are babies as well, would there be fireworks? Probably.
You would feel fine doing it.
Yeah.
I would feel fine, too.
Like, I think that's even too little for, like, a sparkler. I wouldn't have anything.
No.
You know,
no,
they'd be in the back and they'd be watching.
I feel like parents that are nervous about fireworks around their kids, I just feel like you guys are being wimps, to be honest with you. Charlotte, I mean, do you feel like parents that are nervous about kids, again, I understand is it 100% safe?
No.
Okay, do you have to take precautions? Absolutely. These are your kids. I get it.
But were we doing it not even wearing shoes? Yeah, no one was wearing shoes.
Because guess what? Your parents did this to you too. Like, your parents did this to you. Now, we may sound like three non-parents up here.
That's true.
Do you think it's unsafe to shoot off fireworks around kids?
I mean, I didn't grow up in a house where, like, we were shooting them off them ourselves,
yeah.
So like, it's hard for me to like put myself in that position a little bit, but I don't think if there's like a set aside family firework guy that's crazy. Like, as long as the kids, you're like, you know, holding them back or they're restrained and like 100 feet away or whatever it needs to be. I don't think that's too crazy.
Hey, let us know. I mean, honestly, and again, it's illegal. We're not suggesting we're typing hypothetical. You shouldn't do this.
Yeah.
You shouldn't do this. You absolutely should not do it. We're talking complete hypothetics here.
Right.
Is it unsafe for you to shoot off fireworks around your kids? Just let us know what you think, all right? Amy in Reisterstown, good morning.
Morning.
Do you feel unsafe shooting off fireworks, hypothetically, with your kids?
Not at all. I feel very safe. I set up chairs about 10 feet away from the fireworks.
Mm-hmm.
My husband lights them off. We sit back and watch them. Dog's with us. We're hanging out, having a great time.
And it's just kind of part of the tradition.
It's part of the tradition. I'll get
it. Is part of the tradition. And as I told Kramer, you're not shooting fireworks at your kids.
You're not
pointed in that direction.
Around your kids.
That's a good mom.
Aiming for them.
Yeah. It'd be a bad mom thing to do, to actually aim them at your kids. So that's good. Thank you for not doing that. But clearly,
and sometimes they deserve it.
Well, they may.
Just joking.
No, but hang on. Question on that. But it clearly it's illegal. So how do you feel about that?
So you're going to somewhere where it's illegal, but in Maryland, land-based fireworks are not illegal. So
I don't care. I'm not breaking no laws. I don't know the official law, so I can't.
I'm not breaking a law in Maryland because I can have land-based fireworks. But I'll tell you, I do sometimes go to Pennsylvania and get the big sky boomers.
Right.
And all my neighbors around me go off and buy the big sky boomers, and we love it. Me and my kids, we
but
go
that's
and
illegal.
Look.
That's illegal.
I don't care.
You don't care.
Hey!
You're like, I don't care. You don't care. I know that's
She's
right.
She's a cool mom, not a regular mom.
Well, actually, Amy, hang on one second. Wait, who is this? Okay. Charlotte, who is this?
This is Aaron in Rosedale.
Aaron, what's up? Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
We're doing good. So wait, do you feel safe? Do you feel safe shooting off fireworks around your kids? And we're talking about like the big ones.
So it's not that I don't feel safe. I just take extra precautions because I have seen things go terribly wrong and it was right in front of my face.
What happened?
So, a set of bottle rockets had tipped over and actually hit one of my friends in the eye and he went blind in his eye because of it.
What can we say about that?
There's nothing we can say. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
There's nothing.
This is like what we're talking about though,
that's
right?
That's the reality. Like, that is, oh my gosh, that's the risk you're taking. I'm so sorry. So
Amy, what do you say to that? We got bottle rockets going off in kids' faces, you know? I mean,
it was friend's face, not a kid's face.
So two things. One, safety is first.
Sure.
I always, safety is first 100%, but that's also why I have my husband do it, not me.
1-800, not my problem.
Hang on. Amy, what does that mean? What does that mean?
If somebody's going to lose a finger, it's not going to be me. It'll be him.
Yeah, mom needs all 10 fingers, all 10 toes.
I see how this works. All right, I got you.
Or not to bay? That is the Maryland question.
Y'all, this is called To Bay or Not to Bay. It's a Maryland segment that we came up with once we moved here. God, we're coming up on 6 years, which is crazy.
Yeah.
What is To Bay or Not to Bay, Jess?
It is a Maryland taste test segment. So we put Old Bay on things you typically wouldn't put Old Bay on, because when we moved here 6 years ago, everybody said you can put Old Bay on anything. And over the last 6 years, we have learned that is not true.
No.
However, it's a lot of fun when we try Old Bay with things that you've never tried before, and it actually works out. And I feel like you wouldn't know to try it unless we did it for you.
Yeah. Most of the things, not so great. I think this week is going to be a shoe-in, though.
Yeah.
This one seems like it's going to be easy peasy on you. What are we doing?
Watermelon. I mean, watermelon gives summer. So, of course, we just had to... Sorry. What? Because it's all gone. It's my summer snack.
We let Jess be in charge of this week. Well, first off, how long has that been in your fridge?
I literally got this...
When's the expiration date on
the
watermelon?
Yesterday.
Oh, okay.
No, the day before yesterday I got this.
All right, cool.
And
Jess brought in like...
This is my dessert.
The tail end of the watermelon.
I literally only have three more pieces left of watermelon.
She's been enjoying.
This is what happens when we let Jess
be in charge of this. It's summertime. Wait, what's wrong with that?
And you went super easy. Like Charlotte and I would have chosen like some kind of disgusting like something. Jess, like, how about watermelon?
Because it's so summer. Jess.
So it's
fun.
Just, yeah, okay, summertime fun.
It's appropriate.
Thank
yeah.
you.
All right. The disgusting rind pieces of watermelon left in this container.
Let me get my Old Bay out.
Wait, what is that? Jess, I gotta go. I gotta leave. I gotta go. Tom, our boss, always says this, like, you wait 2 days too many to take a break, and this is exactly what happened again this year. What is that piece of watermelon? Jessica, you did not prepare for this at all.
Bro, I
got watermelon at home.
In this economy, I'm making it work. You wanted me to buy a complete...
No, don't even post the video. No, we look
here,
ragtag.
I won't
bro,
show.
We're trying to be the best show in Maryland.
Here
we
go.
Trash right now.
Here we go. I got you. I'll save this.
My God.
I'll save this. Come with me with my, this is my watermelon here. It's Whole Foods. It's giving juicy. It's giving succulent. It's giving ripe for summer.
Why does anybody listen to this show? It's honestly, it's trash. It's a trash show. It's a trash show.
People do salt on watermelon, right? Like, that's a thing, right?
I don't care.
And people do tahini on watermelon.
You said, I don't care.
I don't care.
Okay, here we go. Ready, everyone?
Go. Just go. That Ryan-ass watermelon.
Dude, what are you... why are you judging my watermelon?
You prepped
you're literally
for this.
Bullying her watermelon.
I know. You're kind of mean. I got this 2 days ago.
2 months ago. That is rotten.
This is real life.
All right, try it. Here we go.
Mmm.
Okay. that's soggy as hell. I can feel it.
Dude, what?
I just feel soggy
to
me.
So do you like ripe watermelon when you really don't taste like the flavor of it
it's
all?
It's
kind of
crunch.
This,
I didn't crunch at all.
This is like... genuinely like the juiciest, like you can taste the flavor, like this is like the purest form of watermelon, and it was fantastic, and I don't regret it.
I don't regret my 3 week old watermelon.
Dude, literally got this
right,
2 days
ago. I do believe you. Okay, so when it comes to watermelon,
it's definitely a tabay, and I will be doing this on 4th of July.
There you go. All right.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.